When I woke up and heard the news, I wondered what to do. Two cars full of explosives had been found in one of the busiest areas of London. You see, I was in London visiting, and now, like so many other people, I was trying to determine what I should do, or perhaps more accurately, what I shouldn't do. When I turned on the BBC, the information was still very limited, and this was my last day in the city. Should I stay in my room? Limit my travels only to where I could walk? Was it safe to take the public transportation? Not only was I thinking about this current attempt that failed, I was thinking back to 2005 when terrorists blew themselves up on public transportation, killing scores of individuals. I, as a tourist, was facing the dilemma that Londoners now coped with on a regular basis. What should I do? I decided to take my lead from those who live there, who just simply went on with their days. Some say it was the spirit that Londoners showed during the Blitz, that bombings would not break their will. I don't know what it was, but it was impressive and inspiring. So I ventured out with so many others who were going about their daily routines. As they walked the streets and rode the tube, other than the disruptions in public transportation, it seemed like any other day. It so happened that my plan that day took me to the British Library, a place I enjoyed going because of its amazing rare book room. This day I was going because the library had mounted a special exhibit called Sacred. It was an exhibition of some of the world's greatest Jewish, Christian, and Muslim sacred text. While visiting the exhibition had been my plan since arriving in London, it seemed all the more appropriate to be doing so on a day when the news was filled with reports of terrorism and Islamic radicals. You may not be aware of it, but in Judaism there is a mystic tradition called Gematria. It's based upon the principle that in Hebrew every letter has a numeric value, and by adding up the value of the letters in one word and comparing it to the value of the letters in another word, one gains insights. I don't practice traditional Gematria often, but I have developed my own version of it based upon the fact that I'm slightly dyslexic. I tend to misread words or phrases and move letters around in words. It so happens that my brand of Gematria took over as I entered the exhibit at the British Library. For a moment, rather than reading the name of the exhibit as sacred, it looked to me as if it read scared. It seemed that my reading was a foreshadow of what I was about to see. While the exhibit itself brought together incredible historical texts, the descriptions of these texts and the religious practices of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam seemed tentative. It seemed that every word had been weighed and prejudged in order not to offend anyone for any reason, as if those who mounted the exhibit recognized that what they were doing might not be appreciated by all who viewed it, that the curators understood that in the age of fundamentalism, bringing sacred texts together was a scary proposition. Next week, I want to speak more about this exhibit. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.